Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everyone. This is July 10th, 2016. Third live hour of Porter Pathways, and we're glad to be here and glad you're with us. Call number is 800-313-9443. Just wanted to mention the idea of the IRS, going after offshore companies, and they have mentioned that they're still going after people. And getting all kinds of data from the Swiss banks, and they think it's all getting after America's evading taxes. And of course, that's their, you know, that's their version of life. I'm not arguing with it. You know, if they think that's the case, why then that's their process. But you see, there are about 54,000 Americans, according to the basic government reports, that are, you know, disclosing their offshore accounts to the IRS, which is legal, and they're including their dealings with bankers. Those people that gave that information in good faith, they were hit with penalties as high as 27.5% of their assets. And in addition to the total $8 billion in back taxes and penalties. But, the government agreed never to prosecute these taxpayers over the disclosures. So, you know, the IRS is in their world. That's their world, you know. But what my question is, why is it that the distribution of wealth based upon corporations that were doing legitimate business, why do they have to give up their income for the sake of gentrification of the United States of America? That's a legitimate question. I'm just asking. For instance, if you just a few days ago, the Dow Jones indices gave the figures on the losses in terms of this, but this is what happens. You have buybacks, you know, you have companies that do buybacks in order to, which is a total of $161 billion to boost their stock prices in a slump market. You've got Gilead, which did buybacks, it was $8 billion. Apple did about $6.5 billion. McDonald's did about $4 billion. Microsoft, about $4 billion. Walmart was about $2.5 billion buyback to jack up their value. CVS Health was at $2 billion. Walt Disney, about $2 billion buyback on the stock buybacks. So why is it if a modest company does a buyback, and then you have the term based upon that as part of the income, and now the government reneges and say, well, we're going to fine you 27.5% on your gross? I'm just asking. See, for all the people out there that don't understand how business runs, that's not their fault because they're not in business. They just think they get a check and that's the end of it, see? And all that's going to change with artificial intelligence. I'm going to tell you that right now. Particularly if you use that software that Hillary used in her server. Really? That was, you know, the kind of world you got, it's coming at you fast. It's going to be in a few weeks. They're just setting this up with the hearings with the Attorney General is coming up on Tuesday. But see, the millennials, they think, well, this can all be done by digital. See, they fell for the trap of the artificial intelligence. And the idea of digital offerings of people for investment has a cutoff age. In other words, the ones that are under 45 years of age, according to the Global Wealth Management Survey that was just done a few weeks ago, the computerized advisor and is mobile friendly. So they figure that, well, if you're under 45 years of age, you have a 61% chance of having a digital offering within those transfers of the buyback. If you have in Europe, it's about 54%. Of importance in terms of technological transfer. So if you have a technological confidence in the technology, which is according to the survey, which is over 15,000 people in that survey, so if you have a technologically confident person who it feels that this is good, you got about 60-some percent of the people do that, and then you add telemedicine to that, now you're basing your diagnosis on the future medicine in terms of telemetrics, but you're still being charged on, if the company is overseas, you're still being charged by the IRS on, in a way to say, well, what happened there? You know, you volunteered it. They said that you could volunteer that information. So if you look at the what's called the TPP, the trade proposal, which is form of a partnership, really, is that that's really not a good deal, and that's what Trump is promoting, like the Trade Promotion Authority in the United States International Trade Commission has said, well, maybe these kinds of trade policies are really not relevant. And the idea is that there may be, what the future may be, really the development of tariff equivalents. See? And here's where we get into deals that have to do with the grid, of the energy system, where the government agencies are saying, well, we don't want to deal with our investments within climate change itself, which they're not. The big companies around the world are not doing that. So you have to say, well, we're going to use both renewable and reliable energy within these trade agreements, and the making of the product. The only problem is that they're not the same. In other words, a reliable energy is really not the same as a renewable energy. In physics, that's not the way this works. Like if you have a grid outage, that could be its own life-threatening catastrophe, which is, you know, what is being threatened right now. Nobody wants to call the terrorists radical Islamic terrorists, but the whole point that they are open about it, you know, threats to the grid. So what happens if you have a trade agreement with a country that is relating to the standards of the small business or the government procurement or even the intellectual property, which includes, of course, the patents and the labor and management environment in one segment, but you don't have a way to figure out how to deal with the Islamic State. Yet, that's why there's a threat of Sharia law in business transactions. So all of this was at stake in the vote by the British people to leave the European Union, because they were being told by Brussels what to do. So, and a lot of this may be flow over on Tuesday with the interview, cross-examination, if you will, or everything with the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, on that'll be on Tuesday this week. And some explanation of, are we defending ourselves against religious hate? Are we taking the AG's convention of, we just need love? My question would be to her, what happened to all the Christians? Thousands of Christians lost their life. Yeah, what about that, So how much love is there? I'm just asking. And that's just a legitimate anthropological question, social anthropological question. So the way it worked on the vote, which had everything to do with by Britain in terms of how our outcomes, the outcomes would be, we have a situation where the concern about the disruption of trade is likely to weigh on every investment that we have in America. It will change our whole way of life, and we have to have new kinds of agreements in terms of how banks are developing their travel and how they're developing their merchandise and how they're developing their manufacturing. So the people at stake that go this week to determine with the people within the government itself, they look like those health insurers that used to go to President Obama's office and make their deals. It'll be J.P. Morgan Chase, Citicorp, American Airlines, Priceline, and United Airlines. They were the biggest losers on the when the Britain voted to leave the European Union. And then, of course, the 10-year Treasury fell 17 basis points. And then, of course, you have, there's about a 20% chance of another rate hike by February 1st by the Federal Reserve. So, and then, of course, on top of that, the instrumentation out for the robots come in on February 17th, which is the same on February 1st. If you don't repeal the death panel, then you have the other issue, you see. So the other issue is determination. If you want to talk about, let's say that you want to play this game and say, well, I'm a black man and I want a job and everything. I don't want to be, there are not any black fathers hanging around the families, so it has to, the government pays to subsidize the families, and I can understand that you can't leave people starved, What are you going to do when you have the change of the new policies in the trade? You have the implementation of artificial intelligence formally. You have the development of what's called the new advisors for money managers, which is all artificial intelligence. And then you have the change of code for the computers for the determination of who works and who doesn't. And, of course, those codes are already, they're already in there. So with that scenario, you say, well, that can't happen here. It already has. You take in terms of Europe. When Britain voted to leave the the European Union, the Italian equities dropped by 7%. The Dow Jones of Europe dropped 80%. All right? So you said Sweden was at 4.8% as a hold-on. Spain dropped 6.5% in their equity position. Italy, 6.9%. Greece, 9.5%. All right? In Asia, you had the Dow Jones in Asia dropped 1.09%. You say to yourself, well, that doesn't sound like much. Yeah, it was one-third of everything moving on the earth. And Japan fell 3.77% Japan stock. It was down at 3.8% on the week, and Hong Kong fell 0.3%. Of course, they were celebrating the idea of their being turned over to the communists. So what we have here is that in the Polish assets actually act as the proxy for the Central and Eastern European exposure. So the Britain weakness was shown at that point. So the exports to Britain accounted for roughly 7% of the 2015 gross national product in Poland, one of the highest percentage among the emerging markets. And I think, now what do you think that they were selling? They were selling medical care. They were selling biotech. They were selling artificial intelligence. They were selling robots. So do you understand the dynamics of processed business? The global business that will occur in the world will literally eliminate the people that do not have the basis for food companies, artificial intelligence, the brand changes, the changes of the coffee giants. You know, Starbucks is already going to go up, what was it, 20, 30 cents tomorrow? So, you know, they do that every year about this time anyway. But the Chinese car makers are not going to be able to increase their production. Brazil is almost out of the loop because they don't have the money to make the cars. You take the company in Brazil, there's a company called Chery. It's the only large Chinese car maker to have opened a factory in Brazil. It's the only place they're making cars, and which is very interesting. And of course, India is threatened by information technology service model. So if you take all of that into consideration, we are now set up for the new investment paradigm, but we're also getting into how do you allocate what you need to make that product. And that was, and of course, will be water. So it games on. The people that will benefit this more than anything else, I think of the Bush family, who made the deal with Chile and Brazil for their water, for their aquifer. And, they'll make their money. So the fiduciary rule by Congress set this all up. It has to tell you the real truth of your investment. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9400.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is Parker Pinfish, and I wanted to mention that so that we really, I've already mentioned it, but I want to make it clear that London, of course, is the center of the transfer systems of economy in transactions, no matter which way you say it. And that's why when the British are leaving the European Union, the income from the unitary patent system will affect what's called the coast hosting rights. And of course, this is going to affect who controls on the global scale the patent system. And when Obama signed in his second weekend as president, that was the first thing he signed. And of course, that was set up for him. And as it stands now, the top 15 patenting companies in the world, 12 are headquartered in Asia, and 8 belong to the information technology sector. And then you take the top 15 account for more than one-third of the patenting activities. And, of course, that will include China in terms of controlling the patent system of development, which is why most of their military inventions are controlled. The Pacific Ocean and the islands that they're building in the Pacific will be controlled by the patents, with about one-third was given to them by President Clinton. So you have when the EU vote came in and the development system came to that, there was a transfer, and you probably don't think that there's that much money. But the 928,000 applications of patents in China at the State Intellectual Property Office, the 30-fold increase in the number of the IPS Chinese patents of which they filed on that day. Remember, you thought I might kid. I was kidding. Maybe not. But when I get out there in the world of all these things I talk about, the patenting of the water technologies, development of the computer technology for artificial intelligence, on my card will read my competition. There's 90,000 Chinese patent agents. And guess when that goes into effect? It already has. And it's been that way for almost a year. The signing over of out to Britain, coming in the other way, was a transfer of $104 trillion in one day, June 23rd. So when you say what's called, which I've talked about before, it's called base erosion and profit sharing. It's called the BEPS. It's a recommendation for the reorganizing of the global tax laws. So this is why I'm saying that if a person is abiding by the law for the tax, then why is it that that is now going? That's part of the developmental cost of the new laws for the carbon tax, of which you have nothing to do with, except the people are saying, well, when you're born, you have carbon. See? So in other words, the idea of the human being taxed is no longer human. See? So if you were to take determinations of how artificial intelligence will be used in terms of taxing, we'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and we'll tell you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is good.
This is Parker Pathways, and I hadn't given you, I usually do it in the first hour, but I was giving a tribute to the Dallas police, and also I was integrating out the Hillary Clinton betrayal and compromising agents in the field, working that kind of theme. And I usually give you the companies that are the cornerstone for the development of all of the subjects today. There are seven major subjects that I'm covering, and I'm giving it subtly because all of them are life-threatening to you. The companies I use the cornerstone is American Tower REIT. It sells for $108 a share. They use they develop cell towers, and they're going to 4G networks. They'll have some artificial intelligence involved into that system. That's to read your mind through the IP phone. Smucker's, which is a food product company, they include Folgers and Pillsbury. They're at $145 a share. This is part of the segment of which we're developing a theme for you today in terms of the change of the food by electromagnetism to affect the lower intestine. That is a cancer-related system. You have Aflac, which is a Japanese company. They do whole life product systems related to cancer. It's always one of their main themes. They may be involved in the Moonshot Project, I'm not sure. But I think they will be. Then you have Enbridge at $41 a share. That's a pipeline company for the increase of pipelines across eminent domain properties in the United States. Stryker at $116 a share, which is the, it actually provides replacement knees and hips and surgical equipment. They are increasing their emergency medical equipment system, taking advantage of the death and destruction on the street for the coming mass insurrection in the United States, which is expected by December. Viva Systems, which is a cloud computing company, it's part of today's matrix of Parker Pathways, is $34 a share. It sells pharmaceutical and biotechnology products in the life science industry. They're making the new bionic human. You have MaxLinear Incorporated, sells for $18 a share. It's using communication and video displays. That stock will split down the road pretty soon, I would think, because most of children's brain systems are based upon educating them for artificial intelligence, where they increase the coding classes and things of that sort, because they're dealing with what's called convolutional neural networks, which are in the brain of a child. And that company makes the products for the video display for that type of artificial intelligence education in the games that they sell to children. Edwards Life Science is competing with Medtronic heart valve replacement products. Of course, you remember what I did with the on the Medtronic health case in terms of forensic medical legality cases, of which I have seven more of those cases, which are court-bound. So what we have here is the how the effects is, before we have the break, in terms of how an artificial intelligence would come forth. You have a neural network, and you're getting, they're first starting with face recognition, and then, of course, you have more complex features, which are hidden layers within the information. It's those hidden layers which will be part of the intelligence and knowledge and learning at one time. It just won't be the artificial intelligence. It will be the current learning algorithm, require the involvement by the human, but only at a certain level. And then the computer system takes over at that time. And the convolutional neural network conference occurred in 2012. And, of course, that occurred in State Line, Nevada, where I get, a lot of the information that I put together in terms of artificial intelligence values. And the idea of artificial general intelligence doesn't really have to think like a human, but or share the human traits, such as empathy. But humans and robots compare in the future will have this alien intelligence with the artificial general intelligence motif, which is called the conscious exotia. Now, the conscious exotia is a super being, which is the end result of what the possible artificial general intelligence will be like. Now, to do this without body fluids is going to be very, very tricky. And that's where the research is going in terms of, you could visualize this as without taking electrolytes. So in other words, the recycled water is part of that process. Now, the recycled water of the chemistry of that, and that a lot of that I will not give on my program, because I do not want wannabes in the talk show business try to emulate that information without them not knowing. It's the same thing for the Zika virus, the same thing for the brain tumor. It's the same thing for the process of, like the study that was done in England, where they find that people that have more college degrees and thinking have more gliomas of the brain. It might be possible. I can understand them thinking that. So the thing is, excuse me. Now, on top of that, you ask yourself, how would you implement that? And that's why I opened the show with a tribute to the police. I want you to visualize the police is no longer police. They are really defending you for a different reason. This is why I'm so upset that the President of the United States had an executive order to take away militarization of the process, because that's what it's coming to. And you can talk all you want. You can believe all you want. You can have all the advances you got. Like you have the vice president talking about moonshot, but he says in the other room with a black leader who owns $5 million in taxes, which he will not pay, and is sitting with the president of the United States discussing the end of the white race. You see the dichotomy. You see where we are. We're in soiled green for real. We're in science fiction for real. That science fiction's over with. It's like it's now become the process of the new, like somebody says, do you want to be part of the new world order? You know, they got that whisper. I'm really voting for Trump. Don't tell anybody. Everybody will be mad at me. You know, listen, the people that are talking that way in terms of the thing, they better, it's not a question of Trump anymore. It's a question of who in the hell is Hillary? And you're talking to a veteran dude, and the thing comes down to the thing, I don't like it being compromised. They didn't do that on purpose, because the Uncle Sam covered me. Okay? So the thing comes down to the fact, I mean, I'm not the guy to talk to about that. To me, the history hasn't changed. To me, it's hand carried out in terms of the fact that it's like Charlie Daniels said when I interviewed him. I interviewed him three times. I could only get two interviews on this program, you know? And he said, well, we have guns. And the way he said it, you know? That guy's my hero. I should have him on more, you know? You know how they're going to end run it and set the table? Basic income. You see, one way to ease the impact on the job loss in the world, which is the way it's going to be, Earth starvation, which has already happened. It's already happening. Which, as my intro music says, wake up, everybody. And by the way, speaking of that, I'm not happy about somebody else using that intro on this station. But the thing is coming down to the fact, one way to ease the impact of the job loss is to pay everyone a basic income. And this is how it's figured out. They took this in England. They get the scheme devised by a special agency. Okay? And so the idea behind this is to give everyone a basic income. Now, they start you up to the age of four, the first child. Then they give you money for just that age 5 to 24, and then 25 to 64, about $4,000 a month. You're over 65, you get $7,420 a month. So the cost of the scheme is that the cost of the present welfare system it would replace. There'll be no welfare. So in other words, it's estimated that the tax breaks handed out by the government would be worth almost double the extra money needed to introduce the version of the basic income. So in other words, if you have $19.5 billion, the cuts in the corporation tax, and the fuel duty, by paying extra taxes for the fuel, you could pay everyone a basic income. And that's where the setting is. And this is how they're going to go through it. It's called the social principle of universalism. Universalism is something. This is why they don't do anything in the ghettos. This is why they don't do anything. They've been waiting. They've educated all the professors to have the students come out with a socialistic bent. You've got the people in the Congress who are so tipped into socialism. They have case law, missed it by 3 votes in the Senate. Yeah. They want the sanctuary cities, the corruption of it. They want the process of the development of the free labor. They want the IB green card code system. They want the immigration system to come in because people are making money on it. Look around you in your neighborhood. Is your neighborhood flourishing? Is your neighborhood working in terms of this? One of the things that's the tip-off of the hidden, everyone's missing in this whole thing of the basic income. They're going to put this in. This is not academic. This experiment is going on in the United States right now. And the idea here of saying that the experiment has it in the United States, they have it, that mothers across the country receive a basic income for 3 years. There's one group will receive $20 a month, and the other $333 a month. And they're focusing on the brain development, not the economics. And this is in New York, in which the money is handed on a trackable prepaid tax card, and they have 1,100 transactions. Most of that money is going to groceries, so 3 going to a liquor store, or some basic, that type of thing. Now, the basic income panders are celebrating the fact that they want Trump out so that they can do the socialistic system of the fact of the basic income. Now, understand clearly what we're saying. This is not an academic exercise. I keep repeating to you. This is not an academic exercise. This happens to be the position of it. Now, let's call the other part of the chip. What about your carbon footprint in the death town, where you have the idea of care, which has been proposed in terms of the fact of what you can receive based upon your age? Remember, Dr. Emanuel says that you should die at 75, and that was his theme. You might think that that's a joke, too, don't you? Some of you people out here might think that's a joke. It's not. That was his Atlantic Monthly article, and I have another interview coming up with him. I don't know when we're going to be doing it. But the only reason I say that to my audience, is some of you might think this is a joke, is that I'm beginning to think the moniker of RBN is that you can handle the truth. Yes, I believe that. I believe that. But I've been on here for 10 years. I've exposed one of the biggest exposés on the planet Earth of 45 years of testing on human beings with contaminants, not just contaminated water, but chemical water, to change the organ structures of human beings. Now, if you think for 1 minute that that's an academic exercise, then you have some problems. Because the fact is that they have already changed human beings in the real world. You think about that. They've already changed them. So the thing is that you're saying to yourself, well, if they're doing that, why are they doing that? Why would they do that? Because they first started out and say, there are too many people. Paul Ehrlich, who also proposed this, there are too many people, see. I'll tell you why. Because if they could change the body clock. See, I've talked about this off and on, and one more time. But the moniker says you can handle the truth. And I'm beginning to think, I wonder if you can. I'm just saying, because I love my audience. I love the station. I love John Stadmiller. And I'm not saying that to pound sand up his rear, because I wouldn't do it. I'm not that kind of man. I'd pull a gun just like he would. But the thing comes down to the fact, I put that out there. The United Nations calls me a water baron for a reason. That's not a compliment, dude. That comes down to the fact that I exposed one of the biggest Agenda 21 control system in the world. No, they want to control the clocks in the party. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and I hope I can tell you which organs.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Few minutes left on our third live hour. In the Senate, you know, the Secretary of State Kerry had a commencement speech, and he said that the graduating class is Trump's nightmare because you are entering the era of borderless countries. And what Secretary Kerry said is exactly what we're talking about. We've been talking about it for 9 years, the borderless countries and the determination of allocation. We have Paula from Maryland. You only have a couple minutes, and I want to get you on, Paula. Thanks for calling.
Well, this should not take very long at all. Hi. I have a request of you, if you're able to fit it into your schedule. I suppose it doesn't have to be accomplished exactly by you, but I would think that it would have to be published somewhere obvious anyway. I don't know whether all of the original candidates that declared their candidacy on the Democrat side, I don't know whether they're all still eligible, whether Jim Etwebb is still eligible, whether Martin O'Malley is still eligible. But what I'm getting at is it would be nice for a write-up to be prepared for the Democrats, for the Democrat delegates in order of, well, just in order, you know, Jim Webb first, Martin O'Malley second, if that's the decision that's made, about who should be selected and why. Because as far as I'm concerned, you know, the Democrat side is not a done deal. So if someone wants to do a write-up as to which candidate should be selected and why, and just, you know, in order of preference, could be that people who are eligible to make that decision would look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be... That could be done because it could be published on the Washington newspaper, The Hill, which all the congressmen read. Everything, that's the one thing they read. And
okay, well, that's my suggestion for the time being, that such a write-up should be done, taking everybody who originally declared candidacy or interest into consideration.
No, that's a good idea.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, by the way, don't go away.
Okay, yes, sir.
I want to thank you for calling.
Oh, why, not a problem.
Really? And I'm going to ask you a fair question. What do you think of the show today?
Oh, your show, as usual, is always worth listening to. As a matter of fact, I had to change my church schedule to listen. No complaints. That's just what I had to do.
Oh, you're sweet. You know, I think, let me tell you, I'm going to put you in my prayer wheel, 28-day prayer wheel, and, you know, give you health.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a, because that's what it takes for the body to change itself, 28 days.
Okay.
Yeah, in the real world, you know.
Okay.
And another thing. On prayer, I'm going to take advantage of the Attorney General's word love, that's going to solve everything, you know, which it could. But love has to do with unconditional love. Don't you agree?
Well, I'll get back to you on that. That's not a 10-second answer. That's not a 10-second decision.
Well, I'm going to make sure that you missing your church was worth it, sweetie.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
The thing comes down to the fact... our 3 hours are up. I'll have to wait for the next border pathways for the developmental system of the body. I want to thank everybody. I'm talking to the producer. He got cut off in the second hour, and the producer got me back on. He deserves a raise. The thing comes down to the fact, listeners, thank you. And just as it is Rose, and also the people that support RBN, I want to thank you. We'll see you next week, 10 to 1 Central Time on RBN, Parker Pathways on Sundays. God bless America.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo. Fight.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.